At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, the final 30 minutes of the Lake Show here on this Friday evening. Twins pregame starts at 8:30. The Twins are on the West Coast. So between now and early next week, we will be on the airways from 6 until 8:30 because the Twins are in Seattle right now. Then on Monday, they head to where they actually play the games.
It's the A's,
and I still call them the Oakland Athletics, but they're playing in Sacramento.
It's the athletic traveling roadshow at this point, because I don't know where they're going to play next year, and they're not playing in Vegas for like 3 years. They don't even have a stadium yet.
So next weekend, they will be back at Target Field, be facing the Toronto Blue Jays. And we will be broadcasting live from Inbound Brewing again next Friday at 6 o'clock. I will take you up to the pregame at 6:30 with Twins baseball taking place a little bit later after that. All right, so speaking of baseball, I just don't understand. I know that we got a lot of crazy people in the world. I know that we have a lot of people that are intentionally mean. But with anything in life, there are lines, and there are things that we know that we don't do. And I've said this even with regards to young people, that there are things that you're young enough to know that at age 15, 16, 17, whatever, and I know that that's young, but you know when you're a 16 or 17-year-old kid that you don't take a life. And this goes back to a couple of years ago. There was a situation where these teenagers were carjacking a gentleman. They shot and killed him. And in my opinion, you hold them accountable like you do any other adult. I'm not giving people breaks at the age of 15 and 16 because you know damn better. Your mind is formed enough that at 16, you know not to take a life.
You know the difference between right and wrong.
At this particular point, I don't see how anybody that watches sports, is a fan of a sports team, or just whatever, observer, thinks that it's ever okay to send death threats to professional athletes. It's not okay. It's not okay to send death threats to anybody. And it's definitely not okay when you're sending death threats to professional athletes. And then these professional athletes have to address it with their 5-year-old daughter. Lance McCullers Jr., pitcher from the Houston Astros, his 5-year-old daughter, Ava, overheard his wife, Kira, talking on the phone about online death threats. And he had to have a sit down with his daughter. And she asked, well, this from McCullers. He says, quote, she asked me when I came home, Daddy, like, what is threats? Who wants to hurt us? Who wants to hurt me? So those conversations are tough to deal with. McCullers is one of two Major League Baseball pitchers whose families have received online death threats this month, as internet abuse of players and their families is on the rise. This one, the next person, Boston reliever Liam Hendricks, who he took to social media after the incident to McCullers to call out people who are threatening his wife's life and directing vile comments at him. And if you know anything about Liam Hendricks, he's an unbelievable human being, and he's just a guy that's been battling cancer. And now you're threatening him and his family? Are you kidding me? So with McCullers, and I think with Hendricks too, they've had to have a security now. Think about that. Professional athletes that typically don't have to have extra security have to now have extra security. McCullers has two young daughters. He reached out to the team about what he can do to have them protected. And the Astros owner, Jim Crane, stepped in and hired 24-hour security for them. This is embarrassing for fans all over. This should not be happening to athletes.
Those people aren't fans. You're a-holes and you're D-bags. You are people that don't deserve to watch sports or be a fan of a sport. I'm sorry your life is so miserable that you missed on an over-under or parlay or whatever, or you're mad because somebody that plays for your favorite team made a mistake. It's not as if these guys go out there and like, you know what? I think I'm going to cough up a lead. I think I'm going to give up a home run. I think I'm going to miss a tackle. I think I'm going to blow a free throw. Like, if you are so caught up as somebody who watches sports, whether you're a fan of a team, first of all, if you say you're a fan, you don't threaten somebody from the team that you root for.
No.
Because that's not a fan. If you don't have the perspective to realize that if you are going to put money on games, because I feel like as much as you like to put money on things, Henry, I like to put money on things, we understand that it's for entertainment purposes only. We understand that. There are some people that don't.
No. I understand that I'm making a bet. I am making a bet so that I can make money. But I understand that there's risk involved in it.
Yeah, but you're not going into it with the disillusion that if this doesn't hit,
no,
that it's somebody.
It's like playing the stock market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for that, that's why I say for entertainment purposes only. I have fun with it. You have fun with it. But I feel like things like this, there's been an increase in this as there has been, unfortunately, with sports gambling and how it's come to the forefront, because more people are putting money out there and they're getting more invested, which is great. But at the same time, there are people that are detached from reality. And if something goes wrong, then they have to lash out at these individuals. That nothing out there gives you the right to threaten anybody or their family, their 5-year-old daughter. What kind of a scumbag do you have to be to want to hurt somebody's 5-year-old daughter because they made a mistake during a game? How about you have a bad day at work and somebody comes and threatens you? We all have bad days at work. We all have bad days, period. But if you make a mistake at your job, it's not high profile and nobody's rooting for you or betting on you. So it's okay. No, it's not okay. None of this is okay. None of this is normal.
This is all unacceptable.
It's all unacceptable. And it makes me angry. It makes me sad because I feel that we are just, I feel like we are in a position where people are too comfortable saying whatever they can online to people. It just, it makes me so sad when I hear this, because these people didn't sign up for this.
No, and look, we know that Lance McCullers is trying to win every time he goes out there.
Yes.
And pitches. We know that Liam Hendricks is trying to go out there and do his best. For people to come out and just start, like, slamming these professional athletes, like, for the athletes, it's not even so much about them. They feel like they can take it. Their families didn't sign up for this abuse.
No, they didn't.
His five-year-old daughter is like, Daddy, what's going on? Why do people want to hurt me? Like, that's insane to me. That is absolutely insane to me.
It is. I don't understand why somebody would feel, like, how would you feel if somebody...
Because they feel entitled.
Yeah. How would you feel if somebody threatened your family? I know I've had people threaten my family. And I'll tell you, it's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling when people are like, they know about you. And you know what? Your information as a professional athlete is out there. So of course they're going to find out about you and your wife and your kids and your dog and everything about you. What is the end goal of being an a-hole like that? Like, I wish there was more accountability for people that made those sort of terroristic threats to individuals. Whether you're frustrated or not, stay out of athletes' DMs and just stay away from communicating to them with that. If you have a problem that you can't grasp reality, then that says more about you than it does about them.
Coming up next, what are we seeing in Zebby Matthews? Twins in Seattle tonight, and Zebby's on the mound. We get to that next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, so coming up in, 10 minutes from now, we have pregame for the Minnesota Twins on the road in Seattle. I've never been to Seattle. They say it rains a lot in Seattle.
It's a gorgeous city.
I've heard that.
Absolutely. I mean, it is. My brother-in-law and his family used to live in Seattle, and about 6 years ago, we went out there, and it is an awesome, awesome area. I loved it.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Seattle. Haven't been there. Hope to get there one day. But the pitcher on the mound for the Twins tonight is Zebby Matthews. And I do wonder, like, what are we expecting to see out of Zebby Matthews here this year? And I bring it up specifically because I personally don't have any real expectations for Zebby. Whenever I see Zebby and whenever I see Simeon Woods Richardson, I say with both of those guys, just give me what you got. David Festa, just give me what you got. I don't have real hardcore expectations for them. I have expectations for Pablo. I have expectations for Joe Ryan. I have expectations for Bailey. The rest of the guys in the rotation, even Chris Paddock, I don't have massive expectations for him. I just want him to give us, you know, a good five or six innings, But I don't have expectations that he's going to go in there and be lights out. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how are we evaluating one Zebby Matthews? We heard about how good he potentially could be, that he's got some talent, he's a strong body, and you can see he's got a strong frame. But I don't know that I'd look at him and say, okay, yeah, he's got to go out there and get the job done.
I think the thing about Zebby Matthews is he's been fast-tracked through the Twins system. Unlike a Simeon Woods Richardson or a David Festa, I mean, you talk about Zebby Matthews going from rookie ball, A ball, just like shooting up last year. And I think he was brought up maybe a little too early, but it was almost out of necessity. And I think that you see, I mean, he only threw like less than 38 innings last year. So I don't know that you still have to be very careful with him because he's still very, very young. I mean, what is he, like 22, 23? I mean, he's a young, young dude. I might be off on the age. But the Twins I feel like they've got a lot of expectations for him. So I think they're going to be a little more cautious with him. You saw 3 innings. You saw last outing was 4 innings. But
what are the expectations? If you think they have, I mean, I think that they expect him to eventually at some point be one of the guys that's in this rotation. But I don't know what those expectations are today.
I don't think the Twins know. I don't think they know what they are. I think you're banking for potential because I think we saw a big enough sample size of Simeon Wood Richardson to know what he is and what he isn't. I think right now you're willing to take the bumps in the road with Zebby Matthews. You know, I know that he used to in the minors, he had a really good changeup. But you throw a changeup that can dominate at AAA, you throw it at the major league level, it's going to hit, you know, it's going to get the snot hit out of you. His velocity has been up like 2 miles an hour on his fastball this year. And I think that is very, very noticeable. So I think you look and if you can put the pieces together, the Twins are going to do it on the fly, which is risky. It's really risky. But I don't think you've got any other options as the number five spot in your rotation. Like right now, you know you've got your four veterans. But after that, you're kind of piecing it together. And I think you're looking at, okay, we've got more with Zebby. We're changing his pitch mix. You know, the cutter's up a little bit. Fastball's up 2 miles an hour. I think we're going to see what we can get out of him. Maybe, you know, Pete Mackey can work his magic on the fly. But knowing that expectations right now, you're still going to limit
it. It's all about future with him.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, there has to be some sort of level of expectations in the here and now because he's pitching in the here and now.
What I think, though, you see the 3 innings, the 4 innings with the 9 strikeouts in the last outing, I think is kind of what you're shooting for. You want to get, you know, I don't think you're going to get a quality start, which is 6 innings allowing 3 runs or less. But I think if you're looking, hey, just give us 5 innings. Give us what Simeon was giving us. If you can give us that as the baseline, and then we can hand it over to the bullpen. I think that's what you're looking for.
The opposite. I don't think they're looking to get the same thing from Simeon. I think they're looking to get better.
Well, no,
Simeon was having some issues. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying though. That's your baseline. Your baseline. That's what you want at minimum. If you're like, okay, this is what we feel we're and I mean, I don't know. This is just from watching the team and you know just the observations that I made. Nothing against Simeon Wood Richardson. Nothing against him at all. But there's a reason why Zebby Matthews was as highly touted as he was. And I'm not a big fan of rushing prospects, but you already rushed him up last year. So to me, you've tried David Festa, you've tried, you know, SWR, and now here's Zebby Matthews, maybe with the highest ceiling out of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what you're looking for. Because I think you've seen more of the potential than you have out of a Simeon Woods Richardson. And David Festa, I've seen it out of David Festa, but I think Zebby's got the highest ceiling out of everybody. And you've seen him get better. I think that's the thing. Like, you've seen him.
I like his demeanor.
Yeah, you've seen him get better. I mean, he's 25 years old, and he looks like he's 35. Like he
who looks 35? Zebby.
I think
no, he don't look
30. Oh, really? I think Zebby looks a little bit older than you know what he is. And I mean that's a compliment. So I think, you know, with him and you've got Pablo, you got Bailey, you got Joe Ryan, he can soak up all of that information too. Again, I think you're just asking for five innings out of him as a baseline. And then you see, as long as you're seeing progression every outing, and tonight I think it's Seattle's offense is better than it has been. It's got more power, but it's also very strikeout prone. And this is a great pitcher's park. Like Seattle, this is not a hitter-friendly ballpark. So if Zebby's got an opportunity to follow up the four innings with nine Ks, I think this is it.
Let's do it. I mean, Zebby, let's go, baby. Let's get after it. Because we, you know, I feel like this week, fans have gotten a little bit down, and I don't understand why. And I say that because after they went on that extended winning streak, you lose one series. You lose one series. You didn't get swept. You lost one series. Mm-hmm. And now people are like, oh, I'm not sure about that. What is there to not be sure about? They're playing good baseball still.
I think it's how they lost and just how they looked flat.
In the last game?
No, but I think after you go, I think unrealistic expectations are kind of a default of a fan base when you go on a run that's 13 consecutive wins.
Yeah, and then you're getting Buxton back. Bader hopefully will be back.
You're going to get Matt Wallner back.
I think we're nitpicking here. Getting upset they lose one series against Tampa.
We are. We absolutely are. But at the same time, I guess it's a good problem to have because all of a sudden fans are a little bit more invested in this team. And, hey, Seattle's a first-place team. Here's the thing. I think this weekend against Seattle is going to tell us a lot.
We'll see. All right, coming up next, we've got Twins pregame and then Twins Mariners. I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.